Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the spoken word radio station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me, and
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Behold, he comes,
riding on the clouds, shining like the sun, ashes from heaven fall. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's
refilling the temple of praise, and these are
Yes. The day of Elijah. I tell you, Julie Jacobs, she sings that song under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Every time we play that song, you can feel God's presence in the song, and which is a true song. We are living in the days of Elijah. And guess what we're doing? We're preparing the way for the Lord. The Bible tells us, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and those who remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air. Well, let me greet you in that name that is above every name. I love saying that. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I thank God for the opportunity to be right back here on Blob Talk Radio from the studios of the Spoken Word Radio Station. We are living in times. Somebody, Stritcher says, perilous times should come. They're going to be dangerous times. Well, it looks like it's already here. Bible says there'll be wars and rumors of wars, famine and pestilence in the land. The word pestilence deals with diseases that spread rapidly, causing many deaths. You can find that in Matthew chapter 24. Start at the first verse and keep reading. But the Bible says, but the end is not yet. These are the signs of the coming of the Lord, but the end is not yet, but is the beginning of sorrows. My desire for every person that listened to us on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, that if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible tells us in St. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus came as a result of wanting to have a relationship with us. And the only way that he could come, because man in himself couldn't live that life. You tell me what life? The lifestyle of being a child of the living God. In themselves, they can't live. But when Jesus died on the cross, he made it possible for us to live a life that is pleasing to his sight, and a relationship that we can be sanctified. That word sanctified is to be set apart. It is to be set apart for the use of God and God alone. That's why the Bible tells us to follow peace with all men, holiness without. See, God talks about being separated from sin, and walking in that light as he is in the light, according to the scripture. So Jesus died that we may have a relationship with him. I often talk about relationship. I go to Revelation chapter 3 that tells us, Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm knocking. And I often tell people that anybody that knocks on your door, they're knocking for a purpose. The door that they're knocking on, they're trying to get the attention of the person that's inside the house to let them know that they are at the door. Well, Jesus said, behold, I stand at your door and I'm knocking. I'm trying to get your attention to let you know I'm standing at your door and knocking. Now, somebody said, what door? Is it standing at my door of my house? Yeah, but not the house that you think I'm talking about. See, your body is your house. And God is knocking at your heart. And he's saying to you that he want to come into your heart and he want to have fellowship with you. So you can live a life for God. See, sometimes people get it twisted when they talk about, you know, having a relationship with God. They think about, well, I go to church. Well, church is good. Thank God you've been, somebody said, well, I've been baptized. Good, you've been baptized. But there are a lot of people who've been baptized and don't have no relationship with God. That's why their lifestyle haven't changed. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When Jesus died on the cross, he made it possible for us to live this life. And the only way you can live the life as God desired you to live, he said to his disciples, I'm going to send you another comforter, and he's going to abide with you and be in you. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit that's going to indwell in you. And the Holy Spirit is going to be the one that's going to cause you to live the life of that relationship. Sometimes people get it twisted when you say, do you have a relationship with God? They think just because they heard about him, they think they know him. That's just like somebody, you know, you hear on the news so many times, and somebody said, do you know Barack Obama? Do you know Donald Trump? Do you know this person? And then you say, yeah, but in reality, you don't know them. You know of them. It's easy to get it twisted up when you then heard so much about a person, you think you know them. You know, in order to know somebody, you got to have a relationship with them. I don't know anybody that I don't have no relationship with. And in your relationship, there's some things that you must do to have a better relationship. You know, sometimes they have a relationship with God. How in the world you gonna have a relationship with God and you don't even talk to him? Well, I talk to him when I go, when I pray over my food, and when I go to bed. Well, if you did that to your wife or your girlfriend or your husband or your boyfriend, you know, you wouldn't have no relationship because they wouldn't want you. Because in order to have a relationship with somebody, the communication has to be a good one. You have to communicate with that person. When you have relationship with somebody, you're trying to get to know them. Well, how many of you trying to get to know God? Or you just go to church and you say, well, I know about him. Well, tell me what you know about him. Please tell me what you know about him. Because when you have a relationship with him, you begin to know him on a personal level, not because what somebody tell you. I don't go by, I'm married. I don't go by what somebody tell me about my wife. I get to have a relationship with her. And the more I have a relationship with her, the more I begin to know more about her. I begin to learn about her. I begin to learn the things that she don't like and the things she do like. Well, how do you think God feels? The Bible says that he gave us the Holy Spirit to help us to live this life. One man said he'd been to church for 50 years. And he said, I played church for 50 years. Meaning that he said he realized after 50 years, that's a long time, but he said he realized that it was more to it than just going to church, but having relationship with God. See, when you have a relationship with God, it has nothing to do with your mama, your daddy, your grandmama, or your granddaddy. You have to have that relationship with him and him only. Because when you die, you can't go, grandmom can't go with you, granddaddy can't go with you, mama can't go with you, your wife can't go with you, your kids can't go with you. The Bible said it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death comes the judgment. Somebody said, well, I don't mean no harm. You know, I ain't never been there, so I don't know if it's true or not. So let me ask you a question. Since you don't believe that it's true or not, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in something you haven't seen? No, I don't believe in nothing I haven't seen. Well, then I'm sorry what I'm about to call you, but please don't get offended, but you're lying. He said, what do you mean? I'm lying. It's because there's a lot of things that you haven't seen, you believe. Let me just give you a couple illustrations, just in case you're listening to me. Number one, somebody works on a job, and I'm pretty sure if you ain't working now, you have worked one time in your life. Whatever your day that you get paid on, how did you know that when you punched that time card, that the day that you was going to get your check, that check was going to be there? Did you see it before you got there? And if you say you did, you're lying. I'm not trying to offend nobody now. I'm on Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. I'm not trying to offend you, but I'm going to just tell it like it is. You believed in something that you haven't seen. Somebody says to their wife, well, I see, wife says, well, honey, I love you. I see you later. All right, I see you later. How do you know you're going to see him later? Did you see later yet? You believe in something that you haven't seen, because the first thing came out your mouth when they said, I see you later. You said, okay, I will. You don't know if you're going to see them later because you haven't seen later. That means you believe in something that you haven't seen. So let me go back to what I said, what the scripture says. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You get places, heaven or hell. Well, I don't believe in hell. Well, you might not believe in it, but it's real. Somebody said, well, I don't believe I'll never go to jail, but a lot of them that say they never believe they'll go there is in there now. So there's a lot of things in life you say you ain't going to do, you wind up doing. And places you see you wouldn't go, a lot of places people have gone and wish they was never there. But God gives a way out of escape for all the things that you don't want to go. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm getting your attention. I'm trying to get your attention. I want to have a relationship with you. If you open the door, so you get to, it's your choice. See, nobody is going to force you to serve God. Nobody's not going to beat you over the head with a Bible and make you serve God. All you got to do is remember these words. God is a loving God. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world. He loves you. He ain't going to force you to serve him. He ain't going to make you serve him. He loves you. That's why he want to have a relationship with you, because he's in love. He loves you. He loves you. Regardless of what you ever did in life, he still loves you. Ain't nothing you can ever do that won't make God forgive you for what you have done. But you get to come to him and say, you know what, Lord? I want to have a relationship with you. Well, if you want to have a relationship with him, you get to make that choice. You ever heard that saying, it's time to make that choice? If you done tried everything and everything failed, you need to stop trying it and get something else that works. Hey, glory. And the thing that works is God and God alone. Serving God works. Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. All you got to do, amen, you got to make a choice. I want to have a relationship with the Lord. I'm not going to just hear about him. I'm not going to just read about him. I'm not just going to hear somebody talk about him. But I want to have a relationship with him. Well, if you want to have that relationship with him, I would love to tell you the first step. The first step is repent. Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The word repent means turn away from and turn towards God. You know, to feel godly sorry for what you've done. See, sin is the thing that keeps God away from us. You know, ain't nobody. Well, I didn't ask you that. I told you that sin, any sin. The Bible says your sins have separated me between you and your God, that I won't hate you. God hates sin. He's a holy God. He's a pure God. But he still want to have a relationship with you. It doesn't matter what you've done. He's not going to judge you. John chapter 3, verse 17 said, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. God says, I came because I love you. And I was willing to sacrifice my life that you can have a relationship with me. I tell you what, if somebody willing to give up their life for me, to have a relationship with them, I want to try that relationship. Well, if you desire to have a relationship with me, with the Lord Jesus, then you need to repeat this prayer to me. It's just the beginning. And then I'll tell you the next step after repent. The Bible says, repent. Turn away from sin. Turn towards God. Ask God and tell him that you want a relationship with him. Well, the first thing to do is to ask him. The Bible said, to them that received him, to them he gave the power, the ability to become the sons of God. Just repeat this prayer to me. Lord Jesus, I come to you. Repeat it after me. If you want to have that relationship, repeat that prayer to me. Lord Jesus, I come to you. First of all, I repent. I turn away from every sin, turn towards you. I thank you for loving me unconditionally. Thank you for not condemning me, but loving me. I want to have a relationship with you. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, repeated, and shed his blood for me, and that he arose the third day. Save my soul. Give me that relationship that you are the Lord of my life. I now receive you as the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. That's the first step. That simple prayer is the first step. Now, after you repent, now you get the, you know, the Bible says, you know, that he's the Holy Spirit, the one who's is the comforter, the one that causes us to live the life after we have repented. And you can pray and ask God for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. But this is the first step, is repent. That prayer that you prayed, if that was the first time you have prayed that prayer, I would love to send you a book free of charge to help you in your walk with God. Now, what you can do right now, you can text me your first and last name, your address, zip code, and I'll send you a book free of charge. And make sure you say, I have repeated this, that prayer of asking God for a relationship. And I want to know what's the next step for me to do. Well, text me. Or you can email Kenneth E. Morgan. You can text me at KennethMorgan35@yahoo.com. KennethMorgan35@yahoo.com. Or you can call the prayer line. The prayer line number is 803-766-0335. That's 766-0335. I will talk to you and pray for you. That line is open to pray for you. If you want to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, tired of living the way you're living, tired of going down that wrong path, and somebody said, you know what, it's time for me to make that change. Well, I believe your change is having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can always call that prayer line, 803-766-0335. That line is open right now to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. You know what I love about God is when God comes into your life, he brings change. Yeah, he brings change. I like that song that we play, and we're going to play that song, and I'll tell you how when you give God your life, he changes you. Let's listen to it.
Since Jesus came into my life, he brought out the best in me. Since Jesus came to my life, he set my soul free. And gentlemen, Mr. Joe Legon.
Since Jesus came into my life, he gave me a brand new song. Since Jesus came into my life, I place him second to none. Save my soul.
He saved my soul.
And he made me whole.
I know he did.
Gave me the victory.
He gave it to me too.
John,
yeah. Jesus gave me.
Since he came in.
Since he came in
yes,
to
he
my
did.
Life.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus
since Jesus came in, I know he did to my life.
Change me.
Change my heart, Lord.
You've been doing it.
I will.
You changed me.
Oh, yeah. You changed me.
You changed
yeah.
me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. You did.
Yes, God will bring change to your life. And having that relationship with Him, somebody says, time to make that change. Time to, you know, some people make New Year's resolutions and say, you know, this year I'm going to change. Well, you said that 20 times and you ain't changed yet. You say, yeah, I'm going to start getting myself together. Well, how many times you get to say it to get yourself together? Well, today is that day to make that change. And I want you to take these words with you. Jesus loves you. He will never judge you. He cares about you. All He want to do is bring change to you. And sometimes people fight change. Change can be good. And God is the one that can make changes in your life. See, because when you have a relationship, you ever hear somebody say, boy, you know, since you had that relationship with that girl and that guy, boy, you change. And some of it has been for the best because the person brings the best out of you. Well, that's what God does when you have a relationship with Him. He brings the best out of you. And see, when I talk about relationship, I ain't talking about going to church. It's more to it than going to church. Well, I go to church every Sunday. Well, that's good. Do you have a relationship with God? And if you say, yeah, what kind of relationship you have? You ain't a player, are you? Somebody say a player. You know what a player do, right? He talks good in front of the person, and then when he goes around the corner and say something different to somebody else. Now, see, that's why the Bible says, let your light shine, that men may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. See, we got to live the life. We can't talk the talk. We got to talk the talk and walk the walk. We got to talk it and live it every single day. Even when people ain't around, you got to live the life. Now, people going to talk about you. People going to say bad things about you, and some of it going to be true, and some of it ain't going to be true. It's just going to be rumors. But remember these words. As long as you know that you live in the life, you keep on, as that old song just say, hold up the bloodstained banner. Keep serving God regardless of what you go through. That song says, since I gave Jesus my life, I've been changed. Relationship. If you don't have one, you give me a call right here at 803-766-0335. That's 803-766-0335. Right here at Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. That line is open to pray for you, problem, the situation. If you want a relationship with God, I'll talk to you personally myself. So let me invite you to our church, which is located in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Orangeburg, South Carolina. We at 1111 Russell Street. That's 1111 Russell Street, right on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street. The name of the church is Deliverance Transformational Church. Deliverance Transformational Church, downtown Orangeburg. And if you need directions, you can call that number also at 803-766-0335, and we will give you that information. The service Sunday morning at 10:45 starts our intercessor prayer. For 30 minutes, we pray and intercede for the needs of the service and those that are coming to the service. It's just an awesome time. And then we go right into the Word of God during this coronavirus. Also, Thursday is our prayer and Bible study. 6:30 starts the prayer. 7:00 starts the Bible study. We're teaching the people how to memorize the scripture. Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." You get to put this thing in the inside. So we memorize the scripture, and not only are we memorizing scripture, but once they say that scripture, then we explain what that verse means. We just don't want nobody to know how to quote it. We want them to understand what it means. And then we have questions and answers. Sometimes you might have an answer, a question that you want to ask, or maybe answer the question. We try to make the Bible study a lot more interesting. Now, we have different topics that we talk about, and then we go into a little Bible trivia, you know, to encourage you and, you know, to continue to study the Word of God. And we have prizes that we give out. And every Thursday after the service is refreshments. Again, that's 11 Russell Street on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street. This is for everybody, not just for kids. This is for grown folks, young folks, and just bring them by right at 1111 Russell Street. Don't forget now, also you can join me right here on Blog Talk Radio Monday through Friday at 12 noon. On Thursdays, we do not come on, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, you can get me right here on Blob Talk Radio. And what you need to do, if you want to know when we come on, just push the button that says follow, and it'll notify you when we're on. All right? May God bless you. Now, I got about a couple more minutes before I leave here. Let me just play another song before we leave here, and then we'll come right back.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide.
Yes, watch God provide. Well, my time is almost up here, and I want to thank you for listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It has been a blessing to be able to come on the radio and to minister to those that are going through and minister to those that want to have a relationship with God. I hope that what I said today have been a blessing. And I pray that God's blessings will be upon you and your family. Don't forget to join me tomorrow at 12 noon. May God bless you. And I want to go out on this song, Let the Church Say Amen. If I said something that is that has been a blessing to you, you ought to say amen.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
church say? Let the church say.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.